Damas y caballeros, welcome to En Mis Tiempos. I'm one of your hosts, George, and it wasn't a good weekend for me, pero...
Arriba las chivas. Oh, yeah, say something about chivas.
No.
Last week, you were like...
I'm here today with Adrian and Alfredo. How's it going, guys?
You're still number two.
Chivas is still number two.
No, next year.
There's always next year, yeah. There's
always next year. Yeah, it's como los Cowboys, wey.
Next year. And this week we have Chuy. Chuy, welcome to the podcast. Bienvenido.
Hey, gracias por la invitación. Man, you guys have a badass setup.
Do we?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Looks badass.
George works very hard on this.
So. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, cada fin de semana I'm here. putting in work.
Every time he has a day time off from work, he comes over and...
Pongo las luces. I made the table itself. Handcrafted y todo.
No, it's really nice.
No, siempre que viene, same thing.
What?
He's just like, oh, that's new.
Por ejemplo, el Superman, I didn't know it was there.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I'm the only one that, yo llego and that's it. Yeah, no más.
Es que es el talento. He just shows up and does what he does, man.
Nice.
Talento. Thank you. Look at this and those in the comments.
So right? What's
what comments,
bro?
We get some comments.
Hey, hold on. To begin, we gotta let them know. Look, something happened. We didn't record. El video didn't like record, and so that's why we don't have.
It wasn't my fault. It was hardware failure. It wasn't anything we did. The AI failed us, so no video from last week's. I still posted it on YouTube. It's just got our logo on it and the audio, but there's no actual video of us. So,
yeah. But whatever. So what you were saying?
No, nothing. What you got? You want to talk about Chivas? No?
No, not get
come on, have you sportsman?
Not get
the
Chivas.
Stars lost, so I don't want to talk about hockey.
The Stars got spanked.
Like super spanked.
It was 6-0?
The final was 6-0, yes.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
That was bad.
Con las Chivas, I was excited 2-0. Going into the first half, really, and then at halftime, I don't know. I felt it. I knew it. Like, dije,
es el marcador más engañoso.
Los pinches goles. También zarros,
güey. I didn't watch any of it. I wasn't watching it. We were out partying that night, and we were in Austin. I went to visit Leslie, and one of the guys was keeping up with the score.
Because he forgot the birthday.
They did not forget her birthday.
Por eso viste.
He stopped keeping up with it when it was 2-2. Because we were taking shots and we're like, fuck it, whatever. Now we got somewhere. I don't know where. Her boyfriend met up with us. Alonso met up with us. Alonso. And he was all sad. I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, Chivas lost.
Oh, fuck it.
That's his team. I didn't know.
No. ¿Tú, Chuy? ¿Quién la llevas?
No, realmente no, que hacer el fútbol mexicano tengo mucho tiempo que ya no lo sigo. Y ahorita básicamente lo único que realmente I watch is the NFL. I keep up with the NBA, but mainly during the playoffs. It's just too many games.
Entonces, in the final?
I think the Nuggets are going to win, but
I think the Nuggets are
going to
win.
But I like the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pero because of LeBron or porque te gustan los Lakers?
No. I mean, I like LeBron, but I always like the Lakers. I kind of started watching whenever Kobe was around, and that's my boy. That's,
I know I'm old. Yeah. Like I'm like, I can see him. Magic Johnson. You know, it's cool. I was a baby when Magic Johnson was playing.
The Mamba mentality, right?
Yeah. I follow that idea of getting better every day, or at least trying to get better every day in anything that you actually doing or trying.
That reminds me del commercial. I think it's a commercial. Donde está. It's Kobe Bryant. He's giving a presentation. Y Kanye West is standing in the front row.
Man, that didn't take long.
No, hold on. He's like,
it's been a few episodes though. So
Kobe's like, he's giving the Mamba mentality. He's like, you got to be better. He's like, y Kanye le pregunta, but how can I be better by being a better beast or something? He's like, but how can I be a better beast by being a different animal? He's like, what does that mean?
So I don't know. Kanye being Kanye?
It's Kanye.
I thought he was going to say, how can you be better when you're already the best?
Well, no. You got to watch it. We'll see it later.
All
right. Kanye took that totally advice and was like, oh, I'm going to go full Hitler.
Got yeah.
Okay, espérate. Not even.
So that leads me into the first topic I had. I was having a conversation with somebody last week I don't even remember who it was. Oh, I do remember, but I'm not going to say his name. He's, I think, 50 years old. And he's getting ready to do something that he's never done before. Huh? Big life change. Like, he's going to quit his job and go do something he's always wanted to do.
Okay.
And he straight up said, hey, you need to talk about this on your podcast. Like, what is it? He's like, getting out of your comfort zone, right?
Okay.
Like, he's a smart dude, but he reads a lot. He's always trying to get better and everything he does and all that. And he's progressed a lot in his career, and he's done well for himself. But he's always had this one thing he wanted to do, but he was always afraid. He had the kids. You know, you don't just, like, you don't just, like, quit your job and go do something else because you want to when you have kids. You have a house mortgage. You have a wife. All this crap. But he's going to do it, finally.
Okay. Good for him.
I think we're all, except for you, and we'll come back to you. But I think we're all at the age. I don't know how old you are, but I'm assuming
I'm 40.
40? So, you're at the same age group that we are. I'm the oldest still, but whatever. Where you're getting to the point where you're either going to do it now or it's going to be too late, quote unquote, for you to do something that's life-changing, right? How do we feel about that? Do you think it's worth stepping out of your comfort zone to do something that it could go terribly wrong and now you're screwed, right? And you're starting over.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how screwed do you think you would be if you had to leave your job? Because I think you'd be fine.
Well, yes, but it's still risky,
but
you're leaving that comfort
zone. What he's going to do next is going to take money, right? Money that he's worked a long time to earn and save and all this stuff. So you've worked all these years to get to where you are, and you're going to risk it all on this one venture. And if you fail, you're back at square one.
Yeah, so what do you lose?
Huh?
So what do you lose?
Just everything.
Money.
Well, money.
Well, I mean, you lose...
Security.
Security, the comfort you were in.
Retirement savings.
Yeah, también.
I don't know. I think it's worth the risk. I think if you're waiting for the right time, you're going to be waiting for a long time sometimes.
You're right.
Sometimes,
but
it's too late.
Is it something you yourself would be willing to do?
I want to, but I'm in the same spot, I feel like.
So,
well, I mean, my philosophy is always trying to learn from other people. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you'd give like that many details of what kind of changes or how hard it is. But that's one of the things that I always try to preach to everyone, to learn from everyone, because there's always a lesson. And to me, I always try to talk most to, like, young people and let them know that, do you see, like, this person at 50, mm-hmm. now they want to do something. I always tell people, don't get married, don't have any kids until you know for sure that what kind of plans do you have.
Yeah.
That way, you don't waste your time thinking, I should have done this, I should have done that. No, like, you want to learn. And there's a lot of people like that. I mean, you said it yourself a minute ago, too. We need to learn from other people that before we decide to have kids, before you decide to get married, like, mm-hmm. figure out what you want to do with your life. Figure out that what you're going to do is going to make you happy. Because once the kids start, like, once you start having kids or once you start getting married, like, the bills, they don't stop. Right. You know, like, they don't stop, and things.
I wish they would sometimes.
Things get harder.
Yeah.
And what I preach all the time is the fact that people keep making the same mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't learn from what other people have done. They keep making the same mistake, thinking like, "Oh, my life is gonna turn out to be different." Especially in my community or our community, the Hispanics, is like, they're so desperate to get married young. They're so desperate to have kids. And
would you say that they're so desperate, or is it just what they've been taught or what they know?
Well, no. I mean, that's the thing, though. I don't know, like. I can talk about the podcast that I was on.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I try to, like, we try to explain people that we need to, it's called revolución sin tiros, meaning peaceful revolution, where you don't have to, there's no fights, it's a revolution, a peaceful revolution, where we have to rethink everything that we know. Mm-hmm. To make better choices for our lives. Because, what most people do is because they see everybody doing it. And then also they have, like, pressure from a culture that Hey, you're 20, you have to get married. Yeah, you're 25, you have to have kids. Oh, you already have one. All right, you the next one, because you need la parejita. And then the next one. And you don't know how the relationship is, or you don't know, you don't even know how mature the person is.
Man, you got to pump out the kids. Let's go.
Yeah, and again, I have other people that I talk to from other cultures, and they always tell me it's the same thing. Yeah. The only thing is that my main language is Spanish, so the podcast was in Spanish. But a lot of people, they tell me, like, man, we need more conversations about that. We need to rethink everything that we're doing, right? And see, unfortunately, you can see the mistakes that other people are making. But the thing about it is that we always think, I'm going to make that. I got to learn on my own, which that's one of the dumbest things that you can do.
Fist bump. I don't need to learn from somebody else's from my own mistakes.
Gotta,
I learn from somebody else's.
We got to break the cycle, right? Break the cycle is pretty much
and like the
same
saying,
cycle that everybody's stuck in, having the kids.
You see it a lot in kids these days. You know,
shut up, George. You are a kid.
I mean, hell, when I graduated high school, I was 18, and my cousins at my graduation party were like, yeah, within the year, you're going to have a kid. And I'm like, the fuck? No, I'm not. And it was that mentality that
they expected
they all,
from
yeah, they all yeah. graduated, or I don't even know if half of them did graduate, but immediately had a family, got married, and all that.
It's the norm. But let me ask you this. So you're 40.
Yeah.
Did you know at 25 the plan for the next 15 years of your life? And have you followed it to a T?
I had it since 8. Since I was 8 years old.
You're a special breed. So. Has your plan changed at all? Unless you're talking broad terms. Your mentality hasn't changed.
The thing about it is that I have a philosophy. I use this philosophy, and I started using it since I was 8, which is called, I named it. I don't know if. Maybe on books, you may find it on books, but I use the imaginary son or the hypothetical son or daughter, and I base all my decisions on that rule. Okay? So basically, and again, I'm just gonna say what I have to say, but it's when I was young, I would see my uncles getting drunk, you know, beating their wives. And I actually did it, and I was like, I don't want to follow that. Like, how can I do that? But I knew that being around that's what I was learning. So I come up with this idea again. I think I was 8 or 9. And I said, okay, if I had a son, what my advice would be for him? Well, and if my advice for my son, it would be like, don't ever drink. You don't have to drink. Mm-hmm. Now, that advice that I gave to my imaginary son, I took it for me.
It's kind of like a moral.
I adapted for my own life, right? So that's why I have never drank. I have never smoked or drugs or anything like that. And again, every time that I came out with something or any type of issue, I will go back to the same thing, meaning... you know, like, what age would you like for my, like, you have a son or a daughter?
Two daughters, yeah.
Two daughters. Or, like, you know, what age would you like for them to get married? Like, around what age or what would you like for them to accomplish before getting married? Because you already know how married life is. So, how around what age?
When they're ready.
He's different because
I mean, when no, they're ready.
It's a legit question. It's a legitimate answer.
I mean, no. But you have to think this way. Don't think about them exactly. What if it was up to you?
If I could do what I did over
No. If it was up to you, around what age would you like your daughters to get married?
I can't give you that answer because to me, the right age for anybody, including my daughters, to get married is when they're ready, when they are ready to get married.
I mean, they can tell you that I'm ready at 17.
If they're ready, they're ready.
That's what I'm saying. But if I was up to you, would you let that happen? If it was up to you, it's just, and again, the rule is
it's
an imaginary son, okay? Or imaginary daughter.
If it was up to me, I would tell my daughter at 17.
Look, right here. If she says 17, I'm ready, right? You just say to yourself, like, yeah, I mean, if they're ready.
I'm following your rules. If it was up to me, mm-hmm. my imaginary daughter at 17 said to me, I'm ready to get married, I would say, no, you're not.
Okay.
But if that's what you want to do, knock yourself out.
No, I mean, that's, again, that's, again, I have never drank, right?
Yeah.
Now, I have a son. Uh-huh. If he decides to drink, that's his life. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But the advice that I took for him, that I wish that he can follow, I took it for myself, right?
So you didn't show him. Didn't show him that.
I'm sorry?
You didn't show him the side of drinking or whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, he has the option, you know? Yeah. So anyway, whenever I talk to people like that, it's like if I had a daughter or if I had my son, I wish for him to get older, live his life, right? Figure out what he's gonna do. That way, at 50, he doesn't go like
regret
not following his dream. So follow his dream.
Just make sure you didn't misunderstand what I said. He doesn't regret not doing what he did. What he's doing now.
No, but
now,
it's harder. Sooner. It's harder.
It's just harder. Yeah.
Yeah, it's harder.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. So and then, you know, leave for him to be able to enjoy every phase of their life before getting married.
Yeah.
Right? So if you see like a lot of people, like most people, they don't do that. Most people, they get married without having any plan, without enjoying their 20s, their single life. A lot of people, they get married with their high school girlfriend. And at the end of the day, I mean, the numbers, they don't lie. The numbers are there.
Yeah.
You know, from 100, the marriage
rate percentage, 66%.
60? 60
to
66. I'm going to jump the gun, but I drop you. I always drop these numbers. I always drop these numbers. The divorce rate is like 50, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you got 50. From those 50%, I can almost guarantee you 45, they're shit marriages. Yeah. Like they're not good marriages.
That's just the ones that got divorced.
Sorry?
Are you talking about the ones that got divorced?
No. You get 100. You have 100%.
Yeah.
50% are done.
Getting divorced, yeah.
The other 50?
45 of those are shit marriages. 45, yes, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So do you see that's the type of result that we have in our society.
In society, yes.
Yeah, that's what we get, that's what we have. That's why whenever people ask me, like, hey, how can we fix this? We need to start by fixing ourselves at home, like fixing our house, fixing our relationship.
So would you suggest me doing it earlier than like 50?
No,
like,
well, what do you mean? So just what?
Going back to his question, instead of like fit, because he's doing it now, right? So should I like, you know, go over and do what I want?
If you're asking me, yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Do it. And I think I give you a lot of shit. I pick on you a lot. I think you're doing it right. You're 30 years old. You're not married. You've been with Priscilla for a long time, which is great, right? But don't get forced into marriage. Mm. Don't get forced into having kids.
I mean, wait. Give me a second. So you're 30? Mm-hmm. For how long have you been with Priscilla or
Priscilla? Mm-hmm.
That's a trick.
Oh,
you just gotta mention. Yeah,
give him a number.
We'll cut this out. Cool, man. We'll cut it out. I'll fix it.
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So to me, you actually are married since you're 24.
Okay.
I mean, if you're not
cheating, you're married.
If you're not cheating or if you're not with other girls, you basically married.
Let's go back to that. What do you mean? If I have a girlfriend, if I get a girlfriend today, that means I'm married?
Well, no, like the amount of time that has passed.
He's 30, right?
And he's been with her 6 years.
24. And then let's say you get married at 35.
Yeah.
With the same girl.
Okay. Yes.
Basically, you get married at 24.
No. No, sir. Are you married?
Huh? Yeah.
Did you date before you got married?
My wife?
Yeah.
Not really, 3 months.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's different.
Okay.
Because there's a huge.
Okay, so check this out.
Wait. No, check this out.
I don't think
there's a huge difference between dating somebody for 6 years, where you see him 2-3 times a week.
So, do you think it's different?
And being married to somebody
you don't grow. You're with the same girl.
That doesn't matter.
At home and as a girlfriend is different. Yeah. You see something. Yeah,
but you don't. You're not enjoying your single life. You're not single.
He's not single.
Okay.
You're not single. You're basically with the same girl.
Okay, I see what he's saying.
Not basically. He is with the same girl, but he's not married.
Again, let's say he is married. The fact that he has not been with anybody. Mm-hmm. The fact that
I get that. When people ask me how long I've been with my wife, I say 23 years, because we dated for a long time. Then we started living together. We didn't get married until 7 years into our relationship. I don't count our marriage date,
Let's say some kids, they start dating at 17, 16, right? They start going out, right? At 16.
Yeah.
And they don't date nobody else. Don't cheat. They just with the same person, mm-hmm. right? And they get married at 30, right?
So they've been like 12, 15 years
old. Yeah, already. I mean, to me, the thing about being single is that you learn. The thing about dating other people is that you learn from other things so you can become a better person. If you're with the same person, that they have the same ideas or the same way of thinking, it's like you don't grow.
You're not growing unless you experience. I see what you're saying. Okay. But then whenever you get married, are you not learning anymore?
I mean, you get to learn, but basically you're not enjoying
you're not single anymore. So you're not enjoying your single life anymore.
I get it. Okay.
My philosophy is and my ideas, they're not for everyone. And that's pretty much what makes it, kind of like
unique.
The thing about it is that most of the people that they don't like my ideas usually is because, it kind of gets to them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's different. And I mean,
I could say the same thing.
About what?
I mean, I could tell you my ideas. Mm-hmm. And if you don't agree with them, I could say, well, you don't like them because it kind of gets to you.
Depending on what you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. You said, I have my ideas, and I think that the people that don't like them, it's because it kind of gets to them. I think that's a case for everybody. Whether you're wrong or right, whether your ideas are correct or incorrect.
In a way,
The thing about it is that what we're talking about and my things that I love talking is about relationship.
I'm here for it. Let's do it. And that's
what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah, no, me too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now,
but it doesn't matter though. The point is the same. We can have different ideas, and if you don't like my ideas, you gotta have a reasoning for that. Not just like, well, that's how I thought. That's your reasoning. No, there's reasons why I say what I say. To my point is, look, if you don't like what I say, it's because it gets to you. It's not because I'm right.
Let's go. I mean, let's see.
But you understand what I'm saying, though, right?
I mean, again, let's go see the point.
Your ideas are all right, and everybody else's ideas, if they don't agree with you, are wrong.
Is that what?
No, that's not.
Do you think that way?
I don't think that's what I said.
It's because it gets to you.
I said a lot of the things that I do, they do get to people. And
the implication is it gets to you. Okay, so
one of the main things, and I can tell you right now, and again, I have basis for what I say, and is about single moms.
Okay.
People hate talking about that.
Yeah, okay? I love it. Let's go.
Now,
okay, we haven't hit single
now. To
mom
me,
yet.
Single moms. Okay, they're good for dating. Okay, they're good for having a good time. But you like as a single man
before they become a single mom or after they become.
I mean, single after. Mom.
Oh, you like a single mom?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I always tell people, single mom, you should never get married with a single mom. Never, never.
Okay, why?
Toxic.
No, because of the toxic, because they already lived
a
life.
Single for a reason, right?
No. Because it's common sense. And whenever you actually use your head and think about it, you're going to come with this, with the same reasoning. Now, I don't know, like there's even single moms agree with me. And men that are with single mom, they agree with me, but they don't have the balls to take the step,
so
right?
So it's okay. What about single moms? Is like that they're not
dateable?
They don't dateable, or they have a different type of
single
thinking?
Mom. Okay, so again, a real man. Okay, would never get married.
Define a real man.
Yeah, define a real man.
Doing what he needs to do.
Okay.
Okay. When he knows it's the right thing to do for his life. And okay. Again, you go back.
Isn't that just any
that's
person?
That's just a person.
What?
Isn't that just any person?
No. No, I mean, that's why we're so fucked up in this world, because there's not really that many real men.
But forget men, women. Uh-huh. Isn't a real person just a person that does what they're supposed to do because it's the right thing to do?
They don't do it.
I know they don't do it.
Then they're not real men. Like,
they're not real people.
I'm talking about real men, man.
I'm talking about real people. Like, are you saying that a woman that does what she's supposed to do because it's the right thing to do is not a real woman?
I said real man. No, I never said woman.
I know you didn't.
No, I mean, I cannot talk to woman about woman.
Why not?
I'm talking about men.
Well, you were talking about women. You're talking about single women.
Yeah, you just said
single
that.
Moms.
Single said, moms. Wait. Give me a second. Give me a second. I talk as a man. If you're a man, a real man, you will not get married with a single mom.
No. Time out. We're going to go back. You're talking about single women or single moms, right? Mm-hmm. So you are talking about women. But can we establish that?
You may not be talking from the perspective.
You're not talking from the perspective of a single woman, but you are talking about a single woman. Yeah. So you're talking about women. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's established. You're talking about women. Now, you said a real man, and I said define a real man, and you said a real man is a person who does what they're supposed to do because it's the right thing to do. My counter is any person, whether they're a man, a woman, whatever the fuck they want to be, that does what they're supposed to do because it's the right thing to do, is a real person.
Like, they have the same morals and...
It's the same thing across the board.
But I'm not saying real person. I'm saying real man.
I know what you're saying. All I'm saying is it applies to everyone.
Yeah.
Your definition of a real man is also the definition of a real woman. It's also the definition of a real dog.
But I cannot talk about a real woman.
But you are talking about women.
In the single woman category.
If you're not going to talk about women in one respect, you can't talk about them in any respect.
Okay, so, I mean, shoot me with the question, because I guess I'm not getting your point.
My point is, you can't say a real man would never date
a single mom. Get married with a single mom.
Get married with a single man.
Dating, that's fine. You can date a single mom.
You can say whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. That's your opinion. Your opinion is always right, because it's your opinion. All I'm saying is, your definition of a real man also applies to a real woman. That's it. That's literally all I'm saying.
Okay, so... what I was saying is, like, a real man, right, would not get married with a single woman.
Okay.
And you go back to using I'm going back a lot to the same philosophy, which is the imaginary son.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you're a single man, okay, right, just imagine you, okay, having a son. Okay, if it was up to you, right, on your son, because that's the thing. A lot of people have the ability to think for other people, especially if it's somebody that is important to you.
Yeah,
it's harder for someone to make the right decision when you're thinking about you. So that's why I always use the imaginary son. Okay. So now, let's say you have a son, right? And again, don't worry about what he wants to do, because it's just imaginary. Okay, because at the end of the day, we know that my real son is not going to give a fuck about what I say.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just imaginary.
Okay.
If it was up to me, or if it was up to you, right? You have a son. If that was up to you, would you want him to get married with a single mom or a woman that is single and no kids? What would be your choice? I don't think you should think about it that much.
I mean, obviously, you would go with not a single mom.
Okay.
The other one.
Yeah, we would know it.
At the same time, I can't. This would be the, you know, I'm not going to.
Yeah, again, don't worry about his life.
I have a question, though, because based on what you're saying, someone that does what they're supposed to and what they think is right is a real man. So if this man thinks that getting married with this woman who's a single mother is what's right, then what makes him less of a man? Why is he the one that's not a real man, but the actual father who may or may not be taking care of the child?
Because you're forgetting the fact that, again, what you want to do, what you want to use, okay, is the imaginary son, okay? Well, or the imaginary...
You can talk about imaginaries all you want, but we live in the real world. We don't live in hypotheticals. Yes. But at the end of the day,
That's how you make the right decision, though.
Yeah, if you ask me, no, if you ask me the same question, you want to ask me the same question?
You're right.
I want my son to marry a good woman. I don't give a fuck whether she has a kid or not. Right. Because if that woman made a bad choice before in her life and married a bad man,
that's true,
and then decided to leave him, that's a good woman. That's a smart woman. Yeah. That's a woman I want my son to be with. So if she is a good woman, ultimately, that's what I want my son to marry.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck whether she has a kid or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
And him marrying her doesn't make him less of a man.
Correct.
It's just
if it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think you guys getting the exact point.
No, I'm getting the point. This is an imaginary son.
Listen. Okay, so, all right. So you have
my advice to my imaginary son is marry a good woman.
Marry a good woman.
That's it. Period. End of sentence. That's it.
And
marry a single woman with no kids. That's not my advice. My advice is marry a good woman.
A good woman.
That's the thing, though. But a good woman can be one with no kids.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
But a good woman can also be one with no kids. Exactly.
So but you have the choice, though. Have the choice.
The choice is marry a good woman.
The choice is whatever makes you happy, go ahead and do.
That's true, también.
Okay. So let's think about it this way. Okay.
All right.
A single mom. Okay. A single mom with a kid. Okay. With a kid. If it was up to her. Okay, if it was up to her, which one would you think he would choose?
She would choose
for him. If it was up to him, a single mom or a woman with no kids. And I'm talking about, let's pretend that the woman, both women are good.
All things being equal? Yeah, she's going to choose someone with no kids, obviously. Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You make the right decision that way.
But that's not the right decision, though.
Yeah.
The right decision is doing something that you wish your imaginary son would do.
Oh, for yourself, this is too.
Yes, yes, okay, yourself. You use it for you, not for your for your kid. Like again.
Yeah.
You're saying is that if you meet a good woman, she has everything in a woman you could ever possibly want, because we're talking hypotheticals, right? It's an imaginary kid. This is an imaginary woman. It's an imaginary woman that has everything you could ever, everything that since you were 8 years old you thought you want in a woman, this woman has it. And you haven't been able to find in 40 years another woman that has all of these things. But you find this one woman and you date her for 2 months. And at the end of 2 months, you find out she has a kid. You're like, fuck. We were so close, but I can't do it now.
You're going to give that up?
The thing about it is that, like, people or your point is that there's only one. There's a lot of women. There are a lot of women.
Yeah.
But we were talking about hypotheticals, though. We're talking about hypotheticals.
There's also not a lot of good women.
No. I mean,
what? Wait. Adrian at mistiempospodcast.com. All your emails to Adrian.
What I meant by that was there's a lot of bad people, and they could be could be white, they could be Hispanic, and I'm not gonna take this to a race or anything.
Yeah.
But it could be white, they could be Hispanic, they could be black, they could be any race.
Yeah.
Right? And same thing with good women. They could be with kids. They could be without kids. They could be
widowed. They could be divorced. They could be
say something else.
Adopted kids.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm just going to throw stuff out there.
Okay. So whenever you start you're growing up, right? Whenever you're growing up, and let's pretend that you come up with this idea. Okay, right? Let's pretend that you come up with this idea.
You like to talk a lot and pretend.
Yeah.
Like, we don't live in a perfect world. We don't live in a pretend world. We live in the real world where people make mistakes. Do you make mistakes? Have you been perfect since you were 8?
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Well, that says a lot about you, that you can't admit that you make mistakes. I make mistakes.
I mean,
Are you a religious person?
No.
Good. Neither am I. So we can talk from a logical standpoint.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
logic states that at some point everybody is going to fuck up. I don't care how good you think you are. You're not perfect.
But
perfection does not exist in any state, anywhere in nature, other than nature.
But the thing about it, though, is what kind of decisions you're making.
Yeah,
it's about making the best decisions
that you think are the best decisions.
Uh-huh. Those
and
same
everybody
decisions.
Does the same thing.
Those same everybody decisions makes, that you
no,
said
they don't.
That
no,
you
they
thought
don't.
Were right
no,
for
they
yourself,
don't.
I mean, someone else might see and think those weren't right.
If listen,
so you've made mistakes. You just
sorry.
You've made mistakes. You just
not to him
are clueless about it. Is what it seems like.
I mean, let's talk about like once again relationships. Let's talk about like important decisions that you make during your lifetime, right? That they can actually affect an important like important things about your life. And I'm sorry, but like I cannot think of one.
If you were not
okay,
if you had never made a mistake in your life, and every decision that you have ever made was the right one, I guarantee you, you would not be sitting here today talking to us.
Yeah,
why?
Because you would be living a much better life.
You would be living your ideal life.
You would be living your.
I am.
When you were 8 years old, you did not. You're fucking. You're full of shit. When you were 8 years old, you did not for one second
think.
You
didn't even know me, bro.
I know. But I know that when you were 8 years old, your ideal life was not, you know what? When I'm 40, I don't know what you do for a living, but I'm going to be working a job that you know us. You talk to us. We're not the high echelon of society. We haven't made all the right decisions.
Have no,
we live where
but
we
you
live.
But you have no idea what you're saying, though.
Okay.
Well, where are you getting at, though?
I'm getting
so he's supposed to be rich.
As he just stated,
he's never made
the right decision every time in his life and had never made a mistake. Yes, he would be doing much better than
but
he
is. Not necessarily.
Unless when he was 8 years old, his ideal life was when I'm 40 years old, I want to be working. Let's say your upper middle class job, making upper middle class money.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about.
You're wrong.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. I'm telling you, when I was 8 years old, I wanted to be an astronaut, or I wanted to be a doctor, or I wanted to be filthy rich living in an island. I did not want to be sitting in this.
It's a nice house,
a block away from the hood.
Yeah, no, but are you
doing
happy?
A podcast?
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Like, I don't regret any of the choices I've made.
At 8 years old, you were not thinking this would be the dream.
I don't regret any of the choices I've made, but I've made a lot of bad choices. I have fucked up a lot.
I guess that, but
he's saying he hasn't.
Is your
well? I don't know him that well either.
No, but you know that's not true, though.
No, but I know him well enough to know how he sort of lived his life. And I don't know all of it.
I don't care how you live here. You could be the best person in the world. You're right. I don't know you from Adam. You could be the best person in the world.
But
I promise
I'm not saying
you,
he's the best person in the world either, but I'm saying
you've made mistakes.
He's very happy.
You've made the wrong decision one time in your life at least.
Or just the
I agree with that. I'm sure he's made mistakes.
That's all I'm saying. He won't say that.
Well,
I mean, that's another thing. Yeah. But so
and that's fine. If that's the way you want to look at yourself, I'm not here to fucking knock you down. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
Don't knock other people down.
I'm not.
You are. You're saying if you're not.
When did I say names?
Because you said, if you don't do this, you're not a real man. A real man would never do this. So therefore, anybody that did do that is not a real man.
No way.
You're knocking other people down.
Once again, when you present with that decision that you have to make, okay, and you use, okay,
the logic,
okay, and if you don't make that decision, okay, you basically are not real men. I'm sorry. Like, that's how things are.
But what makes you not a real man?
That's the funniest thing.
That's
I've
the
heard.
One thing is like, you keep saying you're not a real man if you don't. What so, then? What do you think is
okay,
a real man?
Okay, let's. When you make any type of important decision, okay, and again, okay, please remember to use the imaginary son.
No. Fuck, that's the thing. We're done with the imaginary son. We're talking about real life.
Yeah.
That's how you come to your decisions. I come to my decisions by asking myself, am I doing the right thing? Am I hurting anybody? If Jesus was alive today, I'm not a Christian, I'm not religious, I don't believe in God. But if the proverbial Jesus was alive today, is this what he would do? That's how I make my decisions. Is it going to affect anybody else negatively?
Uh-huh.
And is it the best thing for me? Yeah. That's how I make my decisions. If it's the best thing for me, but it's going to affect somebody else negatively, I think about it twice.
Mm.
And then I make a decision.
Okay.
If the answer to the first question is no, then I make that decision. That's it. It has nothing to do with whether I'm a real man. It has nothing to do with any of that bullshit.
Okay.
No imaginary, nothing.
Okay.
Right now, real life, what's happening to me right now.
Okay, so let's use alcohol. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's use alcohol. And again, please try to be honest. If it was up to you, okay, if it was up
would
to
I
you,
would I tell my son to drink alcohol if he wants to? Yes. Here's the thing with alcohol: you control alcohol. You don't let alcohol control you. That's the thing with anything in life. Literally anything. Anything in life. If you have a problem with alcohol because your uncles were beating your aunts, that's because the alcohol was controlling them. I have never laid a hand on anybody. Anybody. Man, woman, child, ever. Since I was like 14 years old because I used to get in fucking street fights. Right? I'm not an animal. I have the capacity to reason, and I do. Yeah. And when I get to the point where this is going to affect what I do, I stop because I can control that. If you can't, don't drink.
He's got a point, yeah.
I mean, once again,
cheers.
Once again, don't go to, it's up to them. It's just a simple question.
If I gave you a simple answer.
You, no, you didn't. You, yes, gave me did. You gave me the whole thing about, like, whoa, it's up to them.
It is up to them.
It is. Because we don't.
Because you're using imaginary kids. Use you.
Okay, well, all right. So let's, I use it the way I use it. Okay, let's, all right. So to me, right? I don't want my kid to ever drink alcohol.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
What history do you have with
it? He already told you what history.
I mean, he has a history.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, but
it's not necessary.
No, there's a lot of things in life that aren't necessary. Like you buying the outfit that you're wearing right now, it's not necessary.
Dude, you're going okay.
You're talking about making smart decisions, spending money on something with a brand name in front of it. Mm-hmm. Stupid, completely unnecessary. Does not benefit you in any way. It benefits them.
I see what you mean. Well,
everything you're wearing is branded. Stupid decisions, bad decisions. Do not benefit you in any way. Not the right thing to do for a real man. Because a real man should be trying to preserve money to provide for his family better. Okay. Not to look good while he does it.
So, okay.
once again, they just... I don't think it matters what you people wear. What matters is to for you to be nice.
It doesn't matter.
So why does it matter if
alcohol? It is a bad thing. I mean,
how?
So it's fucking spending money on shit you don't need.
Dude,
you're telling me alcohol is not bad?
I'm not telling you alcohol is not bad.
Is it?
Alcohol is really bad.
It's bad.
Alcohol is bad. So why did you buy that shirt?
What is that? I mean, people are dying because of this?
Yes.
Probably. Yeah. It might be made in a sweatshop. What,
do you know where that shirt was made?
I mean, but it did.
Why do you think, is there a way for alcohol not to be bad?
No, there is no way.
No, in no way. The
alcoholic will answer that for you. No, there is no way. Okay. Alcohol is bad unless you're rubbing it on a wound.
Okay. Well, that's true. Yeah.
But it's fun.
I'll give you that. But it is fun.
The difference is I'm not delusional about the things I do. I know that I am a human being that makes mistakes, makes bad choices.
Yeah.
Right? But the key is to have control over the choices that you make.
Yeah, like we're
controlling. Once your choices are controlling you, then you have a problem.
Yeah. The cruzaste, you're on the wrong side. Yeah,
but to say everything that other people do is wrong and everything that I do is right is delusional.
Once again, it goes to what you really, really feel, what the person really, really feels. Mm-hmm. That if you base your decisions on that, okay, that you really wish, you know.
Question, do you think me, for example, or Namas right here, me drinking this is a bad, me being bad or something? In a way. I don't care what you say, but it's okay.
I just go back to, most of the time people cannot make the decision based on us.
Yeah.
It's better for you to use the imaginary son and now, or imaginary daughter, son or daughter.
So what if I say I don't want this for my kid, you know, like I don't
then
want this,
don't do it.
But I'm okay with it doing it for myself.
That's the thing though. What kind of example do you want to give to your kids?
No, that's it.
But that's okay. Thank you. That's what I wanted to get to. You just made it for me. The example that I want to set for my kid is do what you want as long as you're in control of it.
Is it? What do you think of that?
The example you're giving your kid is Don't do this because it's bad. Don't do that because I didn't do it. Don't do that because it's bad. Don't do that because it's bad.
I decided that it's bad.
No. You again. My son is 11. Okay. Yeah.
No, you're imaginary. We're not talking about your son.
I mean,
we're talking about your imaginary son.
The son that I can control.
What? The imaginary
son,
one.
Which that's is the imaginary.
Yeah. We're talking about that one. I don't care about your real
okay.
son.
Okay. I wish that my imaginary son would never drink.
Okay.
Or would never do drugs.
Okay. That's terrible.
What? Is the kid that you can control? It's imaginary. If it was my real son, if he wants to drink whenever he wants to drink, that's up to him. That's going to be his life.
Yes, but your advice that's to him is going to be don't drink. He's going to do it behind your back.
No, you're lying.
You're lying.
My advice to my son will be use your imaginary son. To your real son. The advice to my real son will be make the decision based on what you wish your son can do.
That's fair. Yeah. So what he was saying is, again,
we go back to the main point. It's an imaginary son. Mm. You cannot control your son or your real son or your real daughter. Mm. But based on that, okay, let's pretend you can actually control, because whenever you have a son or a daughter, mm-hmm. you want the best for them. Why don't you use that idea
for yourself?
For yourself, mm-hmm. so you can be the person that you actually want to be.
Can you mm-hmm. agree that what you think is the best for your imaginary son is not necessarily what I think is the best for my imaginary son?
Okay. I'm more of a realist.
No,
so
I agree with that. Yeah, okay. That's why
let's fist bump that because we disagreed a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Keep listening.
If you agree with that, then you agree that if I think the best advice for my imaginary son, not my real daughter, not my real whatever, because I have those two, but the best advice from me to my imaginary daughter is if you want to drink, have a drink, make sure that you're in control.
Right.
So that's totally different than what you would tell your imaginary son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Again, I started by saying, right, each of us, let's use that rule of imaginary son.
Okay, now, wait, let me finish. Mm-hmm. So you agree with that so far? But that we can differ in the advice that we give our imaginary kids?
Yes.
Based on that, mm-hmm. if our kids make a decision that we don't agree with, mm-hmm. and it does
You're talking about the real kid?
The real kid.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they apply the same logic, mm-hmm. that whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, no, because you're going to tell him to do the imaginary something. I'm going to tell him to do whatever the fuck I think. Mm-hmm. But whatever. If they make a decision that's not in line with what you believe your imaginary son mm-hmm. should do, mm-hmm. I guess you're going to think that they're wrong in what they did and that they're not real men and that they're not all this and that they're not that.
I can think that they're wrong, but I still think if that's your logic and that's what you like, let's go back to drinking. My idea, right, is mm-hmm. If it was up to me, you know, my imaginary son would never drink. That's mm-hmm. why I never drink, right? Mm-hmm. Now my son is 11. I wish that he would learn the same thing, mm-hmm. which I do.
I tell him
and I tell him, like, look,
he'll see it. He may not learn it and respect it. Do what you wish your imaginary son would tell him the same thing.
Like, you do what you wish your imaginary son would do.
Yeah.
And then they can. If my son is like, you know, I wish my imaginary son would drink, and I'm gonna drink. Go ahead.
It just goes back to his head. Yeah.
Go ahead. That's
you. Yeah.
That's you. Okay, that's basically, if that's what you want to do.
Then would you think your real son is a real man?
Sorry? If he makes the decision based on, I'm going to do what I think my imaginary son should do, so
I'm going to drink.
Yeah.
And if he makes that decision, you think
he's a real man?
Yes.
As long as he makes the same logic, what he decides for himself.
So I guess your measure of a real man is that he applies the imaginary son logic to his decision making.
And if he makes a decision based.
So how do you know that people that you consider not real men didn't use that logic to arrive at that decision?
Good question.
What decision?
any decision. So this, I don't want to name, but is there somebody that out there that you don't consider a real man?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. So how do you know that those people didn't arrive at the decisions that they made using the same logic? Because you agree that we can differ in the logic. We can differ in what we think our imaginary son should do, right? Mm-hmm. I could say, you obviously say don't drink. I say drink, but be in control. And there's people out there that have made those decisions. So how do you, how can you say, how do you know that those people are not real men if you don't know what the logic that they use?
Because they're not happy.
How do you know
they're not happy? Because they say they're not happy.
Oh, well, okay. That's because
I'm sorry?
An unhappy man is not a real man?
Well, I mean, because, again, this making decisions that he, like that's not what he wished his son would
I agree that an unhappy man is an unhappy man, but I'm asking you, do you think an unhappy man is not a real man?
Again, depending on the decisions, the decision that he took. Well,
I asked you, how do you know that they're not real men? And you said, because they're not happy. So to you,
because they wish they made a different lifestyle.
Yeah. What if they made all those same decisions that they thought was right and still unhappy?
There's the thing about it though is that like a lot of people, they make decisions that like let's put it into relationships again, like there's a lot of couples that they fight and fight. Right? Mm-hmm. And they still get married, right?
Oh, shit. You're talking about unmarried couples. Yeah. There's a lot of those, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's just an example. Mm-hmm. I can marry couples the same thing.
Yeah.
So whenever people are in bad relationship, if you ask them, and again, using logic, and again, using the personality, in Spanish, is tener los huevos de tomar la decisión correcta, okay? So you go into that. Okay, mm-hmm. If you're in a bad relationship, okay, and if you actually think about it, okay, will you use your imaginary son, right? And if it was up to you, if you see that your son is having the same relationship, okay, the same relationship that you have of fighting, right? Yeah. Would you
want the same
thing? What would you tell your imaginary son to do? Would you tell him like leave. Get married or leave?
Leave.
Then make that decision and leave.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I think the problem that I have, and I think Luis has, I don't know about you too, because you haven't spoken up any at all.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking all the fucking mine.
It's you saying the real man. I don't think we disagree with anything you're saying as far as
The
relationship aspect of it, what you should tell your kids. Like, we agree on all of that. Mm-hmm. It's just that you're discounting 99.9% of men.
Yeah, that's what society is the way it is.
Yeah, but because why do you have to do that? Why do you have? What do you feel the need to do that? Why can't you just say he's an unhappy?
So are you the epitome of man?
That's an unhappy man. That's a stupid man. That's whatever, man.
So wait, like, no, because earlier you couldn't admit that you made mistakes. So you would consider yourself the epitome of man.
Yes, that's how you come across. You are the best man that has ever existed because you've never made a mistake.
Never made a mistake.
The most interesting man in the world exists, so I don't know.
and if you don't do, that's fine, man. It is what it is.
Let's talk about me since just that's what, I mean, that's basically what you guys, because at the end of the day, it should be the you know, what we're talking about, which is el mensaje en lugar de la persona. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay? Right, but we're applying
it's not necessary, though.
But that's what you're doing, though.
Listen. Okay, I'm going to give you a metaphor.
Okay.
Okay? Your grandma didn't go to school, didn't go to university, right? If she tells you, hijo, you should go to school, so is that a bad advice because she didn't go?
No, absolutely.
She's not allowed. Okay, let's think about the message. Don't think about me because you don't even know me. Uh-huh. Think about the message. But if you want to really talk about me, let's go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Your message is good. Your message is real good.
Mm-hmm.
Until you say, and again, I think I said this last week, mm-hmm. there's a lot of, You know what a social justice warrior is?
Kinda.
It's people that are fighting for equality, for women's rights, for black people.
Equity.
Yeah. Equity, all that stuff, right? These equity? People, they have their message is good. Their intentions are good. They want to do the right thing for the world.
Sometimes but they sometimes go about it the wrong way.
The way they say shit works against them, and the message is lost.
Right. Trump?
Everything you say, dude, everything you've said today, everything you've said today, I agree with until you say you're not a real man because you didn't do this.
That's where you lose
everybody. You lost everybody.
No. Have y'all listened to any other podcast?
Whose podcast?
His older one.
Did you send it to us?
He did at the beginning. Because we started at the same time.
Well, I was listening to it. I've listened to it before, and I listened to it on the way here just to kind of catch up. And again, I agree with a lot of the things that he says.
Just about everything he says. But until he says
that. There might be a bit of a message.
It's a delivery issue.
Delivery. But everything he's saying, maybe not everything,
but I guarantee you, how long have we been recording these?
About
58 minutes.
58 minutes? You lost half of our listeners at like 5 minutes, and nobody heard anything you say, because 99.9% of our listeners aren't real men, according to you. And your message is now lost.
So, as long
does
as
that I'm, make sense to you?
I mean, it makes sense what you're saying, but if si te va a doler que te digan eso, then
pero si nadie te escucha, lo dijiste.
I mean, no, but that's what I'm saying. If it hurts you, if it hurts your words, right?
It's not gonna hurt them because they didn't hear it.
No, but you said that as soon as I said that, like they stopped listening. And I mean,
if it hurts,
so
I
is mean, your goal hurt, to offend people or is your goal to help people?
Yeah. I guess it seems like you're trying to alienate.
Or he's trying to get the right people to talk to.
What you're saying is right. Your message is good. But the way you say it, people stop listening to you and they don't hear your message. If you want people to hear what you're saying, stop judging them and just say your message. Just say what you think, say what you believe. Say it with the passion that you're saying it with right now, but don't say, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, then you're not a real man. Because now no man is listening to you. Because no man, unless they are Jesus Christ and the make-believe Bible, meets the standards that you're setting.
Do you see?
And I just alienated all Christians and they stopped listening to
you. Do you see how you said that I lost everybody in 5 minutes, but then after that you said that my message is right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So
again,
if you're a real man and it hurts you, then you have a bigger problem than that.
The people that you didn't hurt don't need to hear you. You didn't hurt me. Yeah. I don't need to hear your message. I'm a real man, and I don't give two shits what you say about it.
No, that's good.
But the people that you want to help stop listening.
Because you immediately offended.
So you're not trying to help.
Again, if I offend people with words, then you do have a bigger problem.
Or yes, maybe we don't disagree with that.
Okay. You're right. I mean, you're telling me that I'm right. So
yes, I am telling you.
My question is,
are you trying to help people or are you just trying to say what you think?
I mean, because
if you're just trying to say what you think, you're doing a great job of it, and it's great, whatever. Fuck it. Don't give a fuck. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you're literally and really and truly and honestly trying to help people, you're not doing it. Because nobody is listening to what you're saying. Because of the way you say it.
And you're saying all the right things.
Again, I just think they're words. If
you're offended, then you don't need to hear it.
I think everybody has a different way to deliver things. I mean, some people are going to, like, just an example at the gym, right? Just an example. There are going to be people at the gym, coaches, they're going to be like, come on, you can do it. You got it, right? And you're going to like that, okay? I see at the gym that I go, I see other coaches or other trainers that they go like, come on, give me one more, motherfucker. I mean, and they talk like that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, and they, I mean, I'm not saying either one of them are right or wrong, but they're just saying that each person has a different way to deliver. And again, some people, they can take tough love. Some people, they need soft love. So it's whatever. I mean, again, it's whatever you want to listen to.
So what you're saying is whoever wants to hear you will listen, and whoever's, you know, if you, they hate the way you talk,
I'm not for everyone. I get what he's trying to say.
I get what he's saying too. I'm just saying, not for everyone. The people that he's trying to reach
are the people that he's not for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So the,
does that make sense?
Do you think the people that los que se van, they're gone, right? Pero los que, the one that stays,
los que se quedan son los que ya están de acuerdo contigo.
Yeah. The thing about it is that
you're like Donald Trump.
They're never gonna question you. They're just gonna keep believing.
How do you feel about Donald?
What about him?
How do you feel about him? Do you agree with him?
What are you talking about? I mean, there's so many factors.
Are you a Donald Trump fan? Did you vote for him? Would you vote for him? Do you agree with the things he says?
Again, my main thing, right? My main idea and my main focus, right, is the type of relationships he has, that he is as a man. Now, as a man,
the fuck, I'm talking about Donald Trump.
We're just
I'm trying to tell you.
Are you a fan of
his
politics?
Just give me a second. You're not
care how he is as a man. He's a politician.
I don't care. Yeah.
He's a politician.
He's a celebrity with a lot of money.
He's trying to talk
to
us.
That's the thing. My main thing is, as a man, right? He has a lot of divorces. And different baby mamas
Can I rephrase the question?
Mm-hmm. He judges people differently than you do.
I'm gonna rephrase the question. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Donald Trump's politics?
I really don't care, or I don't think about that.
Okay. So you don't vote? You don't care about politics?
No.
Okay. How do you feel about I gotta find another example.
My main thing is about I worry about the things that I can control in my life with my family. Those are the type of things that I really care for. I don't really care about how do you feel politics. About
the Pope? How do you feel about the Pope and his politics?
No, is he a real man?
Those are the things you can control.
Sorry,
it's because you're Mexican or you're Hispanic. I don't know what nationality you are, but whatever country you're from,
it's the same answer.
No, it's not, because whatever country you're from, it's probably predominantly Catholic, and your family was probably predominantly Catholic.
Yeah,
and you were raised predominantly Catholic.
Yeah,
and they were heavily influenced by whatever the Pope said.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about the Pope and his politics and what he's telling your family to do?
I don't
give a fuck about how he is as a man, because he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have kids, he doesn't have anything. It's not a fucking trick question. Well, just answer the question.
The thing is, I'm trying to put it in a way that is what I really care for.
That's not what I asked you. Just answer the question that I asked you.
It's in a way, no?
Dude, it's because you asking me a personal question. So if you ask me a personal question, I don't care.
It's not a personal question.
I don't care.
How do you feel about the Pope's politics?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No, nothing. Now listen.
Okay.
I don't feel anything about their politics or the Catholic, all right? I don't feel that. Now, give me 1 second. Let me explain. Now, if you're a man, okay, and you lead your family based on the idea of believing God or believing religion, right? Without you working and actually figuring out what you really believe, because if you tell me that you believe something because that's what they taught you, right? Then that's the wrong way for me to for you to lead your family, okay? Whatever you believe in, it should be because you already studied, you already figured it out, you already come up with the conclusion that actually works for you, right?
You've learned from watching other people. Like, you've learned...
So like
you've learned a lot more from just seeing other people do all. Yeah, no, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So if I don't go to church every Sunday or do practice it and read the Bible, I shouldn't be teaching
the thing about it is that, like, okay, so I'm going to comment on an atheist, but there should not be a word for atheist, okay? Like, there should not, that word should not exist, okay? But they already gave it to us, okay? So now, I can almost guarantee you, right, the most Christians, more people, the people that believe, they have never read their book. Okay, they listen to anybody else, anybody else, because again, once you start reading the Bible,
it's ever different.
I'm an atheist. I'm always telling people, read your Bible, read your Bible. Okay,
I've always thought, like,
I always tell people, hey,
an atheist, the Bible is their, like, most important weapon.
Yeah, yeah, is there. But people don't. People are so close minded that like, you know, they don't wanna read it. They don't wanna think about it for themselves. Okay, and I think that's a real problem, because whenever you start, like, again,
I see what you mean.
Whenever. It's fine whenever you have kids and your kids are little, and that's what they do. That they indoctrinate the whatever people when they're kid.
But
whenever you start growing up and you start saying God this, God that, and then your kids actually see you living your life the way you live, that's when they lose respect for you, because you may say, especially in our culture. Dios te ayude, que Dios te bendiga, si Dios quiere, si Dios el otro, si Dios aquello, si esto el otro. But the way you live the way most Hispanic people that I know live their lives, it has nothing to do with God. Sí, and most people that they know me, they actually know me, they actually think that the way I live my life is more Christian than the actual Christians, okay?
It's safe to say that I can vouch for that. I can.
So
live my life in a more Christian way than most Christians, I could say.
Well, what's the Christian way?
Fully loving others.
In a way,
is it?
I mean,
I see what you mean, though. It's true. I mean, you see most people that don't.
Whenever your kids are a little, you are their idol. They love you. They think you're the best. But then whenever they start growing up and they start thinking for themselves, right? That's whenever they lose respect for you and they start, you know, they don't really care about what you think or what.
Because of what you believed or
wonder.
Because of what I showed.
And now, if we go back to the Catholics or the Christian, again, if you're a man, if you lead your family, and if you think, oh, well, we do this because we're Catholic, without doing your research, then, again, that's the easy way for you to lose the respect that your family has for you.
Yeah, society has us all fucked up. That's for sure.
No way. I mean,
many different ways. Just, what cult do you want to follow?
Okay, espérate. Don't call it a cult, pero I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Why not call it a cult?
Perdón, hermano.
Wait, no, yeah. I want to know. Why not call it a cult?
No. I mean, I'm Catholic, so I do believe in stuff, but at the same time,
stuff.
But that's all I'm going to keep it at.
Were you indoctrinated as a kid, or is this like a born again?
No, I was. We're talking about baptism,
yes,
right?
Yes, he was indoctrinated.
Yes,
as
I
a
was.
Kid.
Oh, God. I was. God. I mean, but whenever I got to my confirmation, though, I did it for myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are
I
you
mean,
sure?
I mean, I got taken to the class, but once I took the classes, y todavía, so I read the book, whatever you
How
what
old
they have
were
for
you?
Us. It's like 15, 16.
Luis.
I see what he's doing. But no, I know. I am. I did. So.
The thing about it is that, like, it's so funny how people are born into the right religion. That's actually really funny. Right. Because if you're born,
everybody's born into the right religion.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay,
okay. And so you have lucky. Not. You, I mean, I don't know if you have had the time, because I don't know you, but I don't know if you had the time to explore other religions. Because, because I mean, that's funny how, you know. I mean, everybody is like,
you get a point. I mean, it is true.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, you with can everyone, pick whatever you want.
Yeah, everyone, or you, I was born into this
family. The thing about it is, one of the many points that I have about religion is they all have the same idea. And I'm going to use a little math, and obviously I'm going to make it in a way that it can kind of make sense.
Okay.
So let's break it down into, let's just put three religions, right? Mm. Right. But obviously there's a lot more. A
whole lot.
Okay. Three, mm-hmm. right? And they all have their same God.
Okay.
I mean, each has their own God, right? Let's pretend there are 9 billion people in the planet. Each religion, we're going to give it
3 billion.
3 billion, right? That means 6 billion of people
are wrong
and are going to burn in hell. Mm-hmm. So how do you know which one is the right one? Okay. And the other thing, are you happy knowing that, let's say you got the right one. Are you happy to know that the other 6 billion people, just because they thought they were on the right religion, they're going to burn in hell? Are you okay with that? I'm not.
No, I'm not either, but
No, I mean, that's
at the end of the day, you're not going to find out until you get to the door.
There's no door, man.
What if there's no door?
The gates. But you guess those gates.
There's no gate.
Well, no. Whenever you're like, open your eyes.
No, again. Most of the religion, they made it up a long time ago, and we're already in an age that we should be past that. We should be in the past that in a way that, I mean, do you really think there was a flood and, you know.
I believe a lot of things.
A 900-year-old
Let old me preface man. This.
I do think there
he
was a flood.
He believes conspiracy theories like no other. Like, so
I believe a lot of things. I believe a lot of things.
I do think there was a flood because of Atlantis. That's the only reason.
Because I want.
Atlantis?
I do believe in that stuff. Also, the underground. You know, it is stories that were passed down, but it's all comes down to like faith and believing in it. So I do believe in those stuff. Yeah. Okay. It's just my belief in whatever I.
Yeah. No. And again, if that makes you happy, you know, it's perfect for you. That's the main thing.
At the end of the day, you want to be happy.
Now, the other thing is that it's awesome that, you know, that you're happy with that and pleased with that. But at the same time is, you kind of have to ignore the fact that religion does a lot of bad things too. Like you have to ignore it, you know? And if you're happy with that too, I mean, that's...
Well, not ignore it, acknowledge it.
Because the fact is that whenever you go to church and you give like a dollar, you basically are paying...
I don't give them a dollar.
Or whatever. I mean, most people, whenever they...
You don't pay tithe?
Basically, you've been paying for... You know, pedophile cases.
I see what you're going at.
You've been paying for pedophile cases, especially in the Catholic Church.
I see where you're going at, but at the same time, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't give money. I don't give money because I always.
The fact that you subscribe to it is that basically you're part of it.
I acknowledge it. I know that it's.
Well,
there.
What do you do when that thing gets to you?
That's right on.
And how do you feel? You don't feel anything?
No, I don't feel anything. Because that's one thing I don't like about the church.
Be like, thank you.
for my lunch on Chipotle. No. That's one thing about the church that I don't like. That cuando piden dinero and
Somebody's got to pay the bills.
Someone's got to pay the bills. You're right. But I feel like there's always other ways to do it and go about it. But
with God, you don't need bills.
And that's what I think. That's what I believe. So
before I got here...
What?
Oh,
like here
like,
right now?
Like alive? Well, or,
okay,
or
okay. let me explain. Let me explain everything. So
when you were born?
So I was late for the thing.
Okay.
So I had a 5 o'clock appointment for my haircut.
Ah.
So I was late to that, and then I was late here. Okay. Sorry. Okay. It's been a while. And the guy that was getting his haircut next to me, he was talking to his barber about
religion.
About religion, about it. He was trying to get him like, you know, like, man, you know, just the way I live, the way the way I do things is just a better life, this and that. And mm-hmm. some people need that. You know what I mean? Like, some people need something
to believe in.
To believe in so that they can live a good life, I guess.
Do you think that's wrong?
I don't believe in that, but I feel like some people do need
like,
it.
Like, someone needs to be out of it.
I think that's kind of an excuse. You should only believe in you. The things that you can control.
But you love can believe yourself. In yourself.
Some people can't control themselves.
But, the thing about it, though, is
aren't
that...
you something to believe in?
Sorry?
Aren't you something to believe in?
Like, what do you mean?
You, like...
I'm gonna go back. I'm sorry. I've stopped talking because every time I tell you something, you shoot it down. But, again, we're both atheist. And the argument is, when I tell people I'm atheist, well, what the fuck do you believe in? And I tell them I believe in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in people.
I don't believe in anything.
Whatever the fuck I want to believe.
Not even myself.
Nope. But the fact is, as human beings, as the animals that we are, we need something to believe in. We just need ourselves.
Yeah.
They need whatever the fuck they need.
What do you mean?
That doesn't make them wrong. It makes them exactly the same as us.
I'm an atheist, but I believe in love.
Does that make sense?
That's...
So I could never tell a Christian you're wrong because you believe in God. No, you're exactly like me, except you believe in God. I believe in me. I believe in my people. I believe in my family. I believe in people.
Can I say I believe in myself? And
some people,
but the thing about it is that when you talk about
you're Christian,
but you can't. I can't say that I believe in my. Oh, I believe in my ability.
There
to be
shall
able
be
to do
no
some.
Gods before your God.
I'm not putting him up. I'm not putting myself above him.
So it's God
him.
And then you?
No. Not even that. It's just that I believe in that I can
do. You should always believe in yourself.
Exactly.
Believe.
Okay.
In the proverbial you.
Yeah.
But no.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, believe.
So no matter what, you come first.
But when you say you say that we're the same, and that you say, well, Christians, they believe in their religion.
Yeah, whatever they want to believe in.
My question is.
It's not logical.
My question is, do they really know what they believe in? Or it does matter.
I think sometimes they just don't want to think about stuff.
Huh?
I just think, okay, I don't have to think about what's going to happen, so this is what I believe in. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't give a fuck. You can believe that snails are going to rule the world the year 3000.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying.
As long as you're a good person, I don't give two shits what you believe in, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Logically speaking, them believing in snails ruling the world
you're not getting the point that I'm trying to tell you.
What is the point?
The point that I'm trying to tell you is that you say you believe in you, right? I believe in me, right? Mm-hmm. And he's saying, or
damn, the alcohol got you.
One of you guys said,
sorry.
No, you guys. One of you guys said, right, that there are people that need that, right? And my question is, whenever they say they need it, they need God, right? Mm-hmm. Do they really know? Like, they actually thought about it? They actually went deep inside the situation?
Why does it matter?
No, I don't think because
that's the same story as always. Like, we need it, but
you need to believe in something. My point is, you need to believe in something.
You believe in you,
even if it's yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah,
you need that to make you who you are,
to make you a better person.
So I get that you thought about it long and hard, mm-hmm. and you went deep into it, mm-hmm. and you came to the conclusion that a make-believe man in the sky that runs everything, knows everything, and rules everything makes no logical sense. I get that. I agree with you 100%. That does not discount that's not what they believe. That's not what they would tell their imaginary son. You agreed earlier
but again,
that if they come to a decision based on what they would tell their imaginary son, you agree with it. You already agreed with that.
I'm a real man.
Every time they say something, you disagree with it.
So why do you think...
This is why I stopped talking, and this is why I can't talk to you anymore. You contradict yourself left and right every time you speak.
No, because you're just jumping into conclusions.
No, you said, let's talk about the imaginary son. You're going to tell your imaginary son, believe in yourself, believe in this. think through it, come to a logical conclusion.
God?
He's going to tell his logical son, there's a God, believe in God, trust in God, do not question God. And that's how he's going to make his decisions. But you're going to question his decisions. That's a contradiction. That's cognitive dissonance.
It's not.
You understand.
No,
yeah, I know you understand what I'm saying. And I know you agree with it. Logically, you agree with it.
You're not,
but you disagree with it.
You're not getting what I'm saying. Like,
and you keep saying that.
Okay, listen, listen. In numbers, okay?
Mm.
From 10 Christians.
And we're going to base it on numbers? You're wrong. Okay. Because 99.9999% of the population believes
even,
in God.
You're
the 0.001% that doesn't.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It
because
does.
If we're talking
it
about
does.
Numbers, you're
if you
wrong.
Let me
I'm
talk,
wrong. I'm
if,
wrong.
If you let me
if
talk.
If we're talking about numbers, I'm wrong.
If you let me talk.
I mean.
If you let me talk.
I've let you talk and you don't
no,
make
not.
Sense.
I mean.
Can you
go for it?
Can I talk of that? You made a mistake and you admitted to it, Joe.
Benedict.
If you talk. In numbers, let's say 10 people, okay, that say they're Christian, okay, and that they need their God, okay? Be honest, okay? From those 10 people, do you really think the majority, they actually thought about it?
Nope.
They actually analyzed.
Nope.
They actually,
nope.
Okay, and then you don't need it. You're saying it because it sounds nice.
You also don't need to believe in yourself. You could just do the things you do, make the decisions you make without having to say, I believe in myself. I believe in people. I believe in love. It's bullshit.
I mean, you're
it's
the one
saying
I didn't say that.
You said you believe in yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
Look, hell yeah.
Love
is
I said
the only
I believe
thing
in people.
Real.
He says he believes in love.
That's what
you everything
said.
We say.
That's what you said. I didn't say that.
You said you believe in yourself.
Yes.
That's bullshit. You don't need to believe in yourself to make
to
the decisions
something.
That you make.
You said the same thing.
You choose to. That's you. And you're saying everybody who doesn't agree with me
okay,
is wrong.
Listen.
Is that not what you're saying?
Listen.
Is that not what you're saying?
No.
Well, so what are you saying?
Okay. From 10 people. Okay.
I agree with you on that.
So what?
Nobody that believes in fucking 99% out of the 99.9% of the religious people in the world have actually read the fucking Bible,
okay.
Have actually read the Quran, have
mm-hmm.
actually read anything they claim to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand it. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Sure.
But they need that to be good people. And that's okay. Let them fucking do it if it's going to make them good people. Why do you give a fuck whether or not they read the book? Mm-hmm. If they're gonna, if it's going to keep them from killing
you,
who gives a fuck?
You are. I give a fuck because we're having that conversation.
But the conversation is not relevant. If this guy is a good guy, I don't give two shits what he believes in or whether or not he's read the book.
You really think, right? I care.
You do though,
because we're talking. We're
you're
having that conversation. That's
and
it.
And you're saying that
that's
you do
it.
Care.
That's because we're having the conversation. Like,
so you really don't care? You're just doing it for a talking point?
Because we're talking, right?
So, do you care or not? Whether or not he's buddy. Actually read the book, does it make a difference to you in your life?
No.
Then why are we talking about it?
Because that's where the conversation went.
No, that's where you took the conversation.
Wait. Did I say?
You said out of 10 people, 9 of them haven't read the book. That's
did
what
I
you
say,
said.
Did I say people need that? I didn't say that.
No, you said it's what the fuck did you say?
I don't remember. I'm not.
You say they
matter.
Said they need that, but have they really read the book?
That.
Have they really gone in depth into it? Have they really looked at it? Doesn't fucking
because
matter.
Because it's a conversation, bro. It's a conversation.
But if the conversation doesn't matter, it does. Mm-hmm. Don't make it a conversation.
It's a discourse.
You're trying to call
habit.
People out for something that doesn't matter.
Because he's making the point.
You're making the point. All he said is, this is what I believe in. Your response is, but have you actually read the book? Why does it fucking matter?
Dude. Because that's the
conversation.
That's
where
the
not the conversation. The conversation was people need things
listen,
to believe in.
Listen.
No.
Go ahead.
You
go
listen.
Ahead. Go ahead.
The conversation was people need things to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in you. Mm-hmm. I believe in people.
Mm-hmm.
He believes in love. He believes in God.
Mm-hmm.
That was the conversation. People need something to
mm-hmm.
believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
response to that was, but have you actually read the book?
Yeah.
Does it fucking matter?
For the conversation, yes. For me,
but it
no.
doesn't.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Okay, all right. Let's try to go back and please let me talk. Okay.
You've been talking the whole time.
No.
When you listen back to this podcast, you'll realize you've been talking the whole time.
Okay. Dale.
Okay. Dale. So let's. Whenever you say they need something, right? They need something. Okay, you actually thought about it. Why you need it? You actually thought about it. You actually thought about it. Whenever I say, the only thing I believe is me is because I already know me. I thought about me. I thought about what I want. I thought about the decision that I'm gonna make. I thought about it. Mm-hmm. Right? When you say that you need something, but you actually never read the book, or you don't even know what other religions do, or then you're really not. It's not like you need it, because you didn't even practice it. You don't even actually, you know, take the time to see if that actually works for you.
I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I'm gonna put it in another example, okay?
Okay. Dale.
If you say, oh, I need the gym. Like, that's one of the things that I need. Mm-hmm. I need. But you don't go, right?
You're not practicing.
Then you don't need it. Mm-hmm. Then I'm sorry, but you don't need it. That's all I'm saying. Now, if you tell me, dude, I read every time that I have a problem, I go to this verse, right? I look at it, I read it. Whenever I have another problem, I go to God,
and there are people that actually do that, right?
You're saying that's practicing.
So you're okay with those people? Faith.
If that's what you think, yes.
No. I don't. Not if that's what you think. There are literally people that every time they have a problem in their life, they go back to a verse in the Bible, and it helps them through whatever problem mm-hmm. they're having.
Yes.
You're okay with them?
Yes.
Okay. Just as long as we agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Every time you say something,
we agree on it. It's your delivery of the message.
You jump into conclusions.
We're not, dude.
Let's pretend he didn't say some people need that, right? And my point is, are those people they actually saying that they need it? They actually take the time. Yeah. They actually do that, right? That's why I said it, right? But if let's go back and let's say you didn't say that, I would not even say anything. It was just a part of the conversation.
Yeah, but you're him saying I need that doesn't mean I need to understand the Bible. Do you get that? It just means I need something to fall back on. I need when somebody asks me why did you do this?
Who said it?
Let me talk.
I never said that. I'm talking about the proverbial George, the proverbial Christian.
I need the Bible to make me a good person.
Oh, let's talk mm-hmm. about real shit. Come on. Mm-hmm.
No, we're talking about imaginary kids. So
mm-hmm. No, let's talk about real shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I said it. I said some people need that. That's what
okay,
I said.
Okay, well, stop interrupting me then.
Well, some people need that.
The people, whoever the fucking people are that need that, they don't mean it as in, every time something happens in my life, I need to go back to this verse. They mean it as in, when I was a kid, they told me there was a God. This magical man in the sky that knows everything, runs everything, decides everything that happens. Actually, he doesn't decide. You decide. But he already knows what you're going to decide. Mm-hmm. Right? This is what I believe in. And I need to believe in that to make me the person that I am today.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that some people need to know that they're going to be okay because a lot of people are afraid to die.
But that's what believing in all of that entails.
Nah, the way you said it was magical.
It's not magical, but whatever.
But some people need to know that they're going to be okay after they die.
Yeah. A lot of people
are afraid to die, and
I would say need to think.
As he said,
you don't know.
Several times today, 99.9% of the people that say that haven't read the fucking Bible. They don't actually know what it is that they need.
Yeah, they don't know that it's actually fake.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
The point is, if somebody says, this is what I need to get me to point A, to get me to be a good person. To get me through the day. I need a coffee in the morning to get me through the day.
I don't necessarily think that those people that think that are good persons.
So
they just need to
so
get
you
that.
Think 99% of the people in the world are bad thing. People?
No. I just think that some people need to get that thing out of their head. Like, what's going to happen after? I don't have to worry about what's going to happen. Oh. That's why, Luis, why do people think you live like better than the Christian?
Wait, what?
Didn't you say that earlier? That some people think you live like a Christian or you live your life
like
a
Christian?
Oh,
no, that I personally believe that I probably live my life better than a Christian. Because
of your love.
Because most Christians are shit. They're all
Most Christians
supporters.
Are shit. And they
exactly.
It's a lot of hypocrisy and a lot of bullshit. They don't practice anything that they preach. They've never read the Bible.
So
they don't believe in any of it.
So
in
I'm just saying it's just those people feel they can check that off their list and say, you know what? I don't have to worry about dying after, but I could be a shitty person or I can be a bad, a good person. It's just they don't have to think about what's going to happen afterlife.
What's your point?
That they don't like they go through life believing
That's my
God.
Point. That we're fucking going in circles.
All right, whatever.
Wait, George, what? You weren't done. What?
No, it's different. Moot? Yeah, mute.
Mute or moot?
No.
It's a moot point. Did you have something else you want to talk about?
Oh, no. I'll save it for another day.
Where are we at on time, Luis?
1:33.
It's the...
Last shot. I mean, last call.
I'm trying to think, but I don't know. We'll leave it at that.
We're going to talk about this.
Okay.
As Olivia said, we have to talk about it.
Talk about what?
When you go to the restroom.
Oh, my God.
And you poop.
Oh, my God.
And you're done.
Is this a wiping question?
No.
Oh, thank God. Don't
you stand to wipe?
Do you pull your underwear up and then your pants? Or do you pull both of them at the same time?
Okay. Too much information on this.
Okay, what? Kids pull both up.
Wait, what? Hold kids? On. You don't pull up both?
Whoa, not at the same time.
Why not?
Chewy is like,
okay,
wait, what
never
conversation
mind.
Are we having?
Never mind. I don't put both
Would
up.
Would you not?
No. Chewy?
I don't think about that, dude.
Think about the last
Actually,
time you pooped.
I hadn't thought about it either until she fucking asked me, and then like, oh, fuck, what do I do?
I mean, it's weird, because today...
You took shit.
You know what? I have a theory.
I did the first one where you pull one at a time, but then I was like, that seemed wrong to me. I was like, wait, what?
I have a theory. If you pull them down, and it looks like it went down together... Then both at the same time. But if it looks like it's kind of messed up, then I want to make sure everything's adjusted properly.
No. Well, I see what you mean. I see what you're saying. I don't know. I pull both on. Why would she ask you that? Olivia, what? Why? Did you answer? You said one at a time.
Yeah. Always? Time. Regardless?
Wait, is there a difference?
Because I agree with him.
If it goes down weirdly,
it depends on how it goes down.
Yeah, I don't think about it that hard, but God. Yeah, I'm just saying one at a time.
It's both, guys. It's both.
You're just not going to answer the question?
Dude, I just don't think about that. Just
I don't think about it either, but you do it every day or whenever you poop. I don't know how often you poop.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know.
It was weird. I probably, yeah, like I said, today I did it one at a time. I was like, what? It seemed wrong to me, so it's twice. Olivia, it's both. It's both. Okay, it's both. Either a wrong. Whoever says it's one.
I know.
What did she tell you?
She actually, I didn't ask her what she did. Now I have to. Fuck.
Yeah, now we have to ask her. Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that.
This is a great fiery episode. Chewy? Love it.
Gracias. Thank you for coming.
No, thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. And so next time. Oh. I will be in Arizona this weekend, so I'll tell you how that went.
Like, are you actually going to visit your parents, or are you just going to something else?
I'm going
to
go visit my parents.
Damn it, dude. You know they listen, right?
Damn.
What?
Also, Nashville was fucking.
But why do you say it like that though?
Nah, it's just me saying ghosts.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's stuff like that. But no, yeah, I'm gonna go see my parents this weekend. So, well, I'll let y'all know how that went.
Cool.
I'm gonna see a movie. So I'll let you give you another review.
Which one? What movie? Now?
Just you and your sister.
Spider-Man.
Huh? Oh shit!
Spider-Man. Are you going by yourself or with your sister?
No, with my sister. We're both going. It's my mom's birthday.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, that's right.
It's my mom's birthday. So. Yeah, we have to go.
Yeah.
Not where we have to go, but we want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Wait, she doesn't know also. Wait, when does this release?
Friday.
Friday.
Oh,
Friday morning.
You want me to delay it again?
No. Don't delay it. It really messed me up.
All right. When do you go?
Friday. Around 4-2.
She won't listen on Friday, I'm sure.
Hopefully. Anyways. All right. No, that will end it at that. Thank you, Chewie, for coming.
Thank you
for coming.
No, I mean again, it's I love debating, I love talking to different people and learning from other people. I mean, that's
life.
You know what? I didn't mention this, but that's something that as men we need more of that, not debate, but also trying to learn from other people and
having the conversation.
Because the thing about it is that men are actually with this big problem that they don't know that bad relationships are happening everywhere, and they think they only happens to them, but they're afraid to leave that type of relationship because, again, most of what I don't know about. You, but you guys, but I can tell you that most of us, we come from families like parents that they never talk to us. They never talk to their kids about real things, about relationships, about what kind of stuff they need to do or you know, why they make the decisions that they made. And we do need more of men talking to other men and you know, trying to learn from each other. So.
Also, you have a podcast, so... ¿Cómo se llama?
It's called Revolución Sin Tiros. I don't know if we're going to continue. The guy that was working with me, like, he's always busy. I may start my own soon. I'm just gonna get some stuff ready and probably start my new, either a new podcast or just continue that one. I will talk to my friend about that.
I have some cameras. So we just switched all the cameras.
Yeah, dude, I get cameras too. And the other thing is that, like, I kind of want to just do it like
solo.
Not like solo, but just audio. Yeah. I don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I know you were doing the TikToks and yeah, just videos. Those were good.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Your video is good. You're like editing and all that stuff, and that's really where that's where you got to go right now.
No, man. But everybody's, he had like a TikTok where during the week, to promote the podcast, he would.
I don't think it
was a marketing.
Revolution. Say it.
Revolución sin tiros.
He would just talk on the podcast himself, saying, "You know, hey, today I ran into this, or I'm thinking about
again. There are so many points that obviously we didn't talk because this extends
because
to because it extends to
enough time.
Like one topic extends to something else, but again, it's just the results that we're getting in life. Is because we have really bad relationship. Most people that I know, they're in really bad relationships, and they're so afraid to leave them, or I always tell people that one of the worst things that's happening is los mandilones. O sea, los mandilones, el hecho de que eres agachón, el hecho de que le tienes miedo a tu pareja, Women, they may be happy with that, but it comes to the kids. If the kids, they see how they treat their dad or their parents, that's why that's why everything is repeating itself. Oh, like, like for example, I talked, whenever I talk to my wife, one of the rules that we have is treat me the way you wish they treat your son. So my wife treats me like a king. And I treat my wife like a queen because I also have to I want my son to know what to expect from his relationship, and I want him to see how I treat her mom. That way he can treat her Oh, yeah. I mean his wife or partner, whatever he decides to choose. Now the thing about it is that in relationships, like whenever they're always fighting, and that's, I want to say that's most relationship. If they're always fighting, whenever the kids, they grow up and they start fighting, it's like, well, I mean, this is normal. I want my kid to because he sees everything that's going on in my house. He's the real person that is watching everything. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a lot of people, especially in Facebook, social media, that you see, oh, that couple looks beautiful, happy. Yeah. But at the end of the day, inside the house is, you know, fights. And I want my kid to, again, whenever he grows up and whatever he chooses, let's say he chooses a bad relationship, I'm going to live in peace knowing that, bro, you didn't learn that from me.
I gotcha.
So it's okay. Up to you, whatever you want to choose. But again, it's just, I'm pretty sure, or I'm hoping, right, that whenever he grows up and he starts, let's say he starts getting into a fight with his, let's just pretend. So, I mean, he's still young, so I don't know if he's going to be gay or straight. Let's just pretend it's a wife. So I hope that whenever they start getting into a fight, he can react and be like, hey, this is not normal. My dad and my mom didn't behave this way, and we cannot be that way. Mm-hmm. But again, most people or most kids are growing up and they see their parents hating each other. And whenever they grow up, they go into the same relationship. That's why so many relationships are failing, or so many relationships are in really bad shape. And again, that's what I'm trying to convey. I'm trying to teach other people that, because obviously one of the phrases that I hear a lot is, in every relationship are problems. Mm. Not really. You can have arguments. Right, but not fights. Not. I mean, because at the end of the day, the rule that my wife follows is, I'm gonna treat you the way I wish my son gets treated.
Mm-hmm. So I get you.
So again, it's just every time that I see, and you know, people know me. The people that know me, they're always sending me, you know, texts or links about people fight, or you know, like, oh, this couple, they got into a fight, this or look, this they got into a fight, and you know,
so
that's when I come up with the ideas to talk about it.
So in Revolución Sin Tiros, I just found it's on Spotify, right?
Yeah, it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all
we
that
need to, but figure out how to put the video on Spotify.
What do you mean?
Wait.
Oh, okay. Because you can put video.
Yeah. You can go there. But yeah, I think the one that he was talking about is the TikTok. I mean, we got some
good comments.
Not good comments. I mean, because he gets to an argument. They get into argues because right now is really popular is las mujeres guerreras, las mujeres 4x4, las mujeres que they don't need a man, and that's a big thing right now.
I need to look it up. I'll find it later. But
yeah, it's just fun. It's just fun. It's fun, but at the same time, again, it's just whoever wants to learn from it. The fact that we should all be in good relationships, and that's where everything starts. Yeah, because you know, the future depends on us.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
Agree.
Thank you, Juvie, for going on.
No, no problem, man. Juvie. No problem. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming.